Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Institute podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into the world of supply chain management. Specifically, we're going to explore the intricacies of network design optimization. It's a topic that's both complex and utterly fascinating. So let's get started. First things first, what exactly is network design optimization? Well, it's a methodical process aimed at improving the efficiency and effectiveness of a supply chain network. This involves reassessing and enhancing a network's layout. That includes distribution centers, transportation routes, and inventory levels. It's not just about marginal improvements. It's about reshaping how products and information flow from origin to consumer. By leveraging advanced analytics, algorithms, and models, network optimization ensures that the right goods reach the right place at the right time with minimal waste and maximum value creation. So why is network design optimization so important? In today's world, where consumer expectations are sky high and market conditions are constantly changing, businesses must adapt their logistical strategies quickly and effectively. Network design optimization provides a structured approach to do just that. It fortifies supply chains against disarray, engenders resilience, and fosters growth. In a nutshell, it's imperative for efficiency and competitiveness. Now, let's talk about the key principles of network design optimization. We've got scalability, redundancy, performance, security, manageability, and cost effectiveness. Each of these plays a critical role in ensuring that the network is not only effective, but also adaptable and secure. It's a delicate balance, like a tightrope walk, balancing these principles to create a network that's robust yet flexible. Moving on, what are the steps in network design optimization? It begins with understanding the business goals and requirements. Then there's an audit of the current network infrastructure, followed by identifying network needs and trends. After that, we design the new network following optimization principles and then implement the new design. And lastly, there's continuous monitoring and improvement. It's a comprehensive process that demands attention to detail at every stage. And let's not forget about the techniques and tools. There's load balancing, path optimization, bandwidth management, virtualization, and the use of software-defined networking. These are all integral to creating an efficient network. As for tools, there's a whole array of optimization tools out there. It's crucial to assess and choose the right one based on the specific needs of a network. Now let's look at some case studies. From large corporations to startups, network optimization can have a transformative impact. Reduced lead times, cost savings, improved sustainability. The benefits are numerous. Each case study offers valuable lessons about the importance of customization and being responsive to market conditions. But it's not all smooth sailing. There are challenges like technological complexity, budget constraints, and finding skilled personnel. Overcoming these challenges requires strategic planning, investment in human capital, and a proactive stance on innovation. Looking ahead, the future of network design optimization is promising with emerging trends like AI, machine learning, and the Internet of Things. These technologies could revolutionize network optimization, leading to smarter, self-adjusting networks. However, they also bring challenges like data privacy and cybersecurity. To wrap up, network design optimization is crucial in today's complex global marketplace. It's a journey of continuous improvement requiring a sustained commitment. By embracing the principles and practices we've discussed, organizations can navigate the complexities of modern commerce with dexterity and foresight. And that's it for today's episode of the I Institute podcast. I hope you found it insightful and maybe even a bit inspiring. Remember, the world of network design optimization is ever evolving, so stay curious and keep learning. Until next time, goodbye.